From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. It's now been confirmed the two brothers being sought in connection with the attack against a French magazine were on the U.S. no-fly list, as well as a broader watch list. Senior U.S. officials also say the pair, 34-year-old Saeed Kouchi and 32-year-old Sharif Kouchi, were on authorities' radar, as NPR's Dina Temple-Raston explains.
We've confirmed with U.S. officials that both France and the U.S. were both tracking both of these men. It's unclear what that tracking meant, but the men were certainly people that the U.S. and French intelligence were aware of.
Brothers are accused of killing 12 people in the attack on the French Weekly and wounding nearly as many others. The French publication Charlie Hebdo is known for satirical cartoons and received threats in recent years for lampooning the Prophet Muhammad and Islamist leaders. President Obama paid his respects to those who died with a visit to the French embassy today. In France, crowds gathered to pay their respects for the victims of the attacks. Flags have been flown at half-staff. There was a moment of silence at noon. The BBC's Rich Preston reports.
The bells of Notre Dame rang out at midday in Paris. Crowds filled the square holding up signs saying Je suis Charlie, the slogan of solidarity that's become associated with this week's terror attacks. La Place de la République filled with thousands of people at sundown. There was chanting, clapping, and the waving of the French flag. There have been similar scenes across the country. A silent gathering was held in the southern city of Montpellier, and in Lyon the crowd sang the Marseillaise, the French national anthem. Tributes have been paid around the world, with vigils held in cities in Britain, Germany, Italy, and Spain. For NPR News, I'm Rich Preston in Paris.
President Obama said today he is directing the Federal Housing Administration to reduce rates some homeowners spend on mortgage insurance. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports the president says it will lift the economy.
Speaking at Central High School in Phoenix, the president said cutting the mortgage insurance rates by half a percentage point will spur home buying.
If your neighbors are buying more homes, that's lifting the whole market here, which means the value of your home starts going up. And that's good for you.
The Federal Housing Administration guarantees loans for home buyers who can only afford a relatively small down payment.
It's the backstop for a lot of loans around the country, especially for middle-class folks. So a lot of people pay these fees.
Republican opponents say lowering the premiums will put more government money at risk. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News.
Another indication when the government releases the employment figures for December tomorrow, they'll show a positive trajectory in terms of jobs growth. The government's weekly jobs numbers out today. The Labor Department says initial claims for unemployment benefits fell last week by 4,000. On Wall Street, stocks moved sharply higher. The Dow up 323 points today. You're listening to NPR News. Japanese automaker Honda is being fined $70 million by safety regulators who claim the company failed to report more than 1,700 complaints involving its vehicles tied to deaths or injuries. The fine also covers charges that in some cases Honda failed to report warranty claims. The fine is the largest civil penalty ever levied against a car company. Honda disclosed the reporting failure in November. The Pentagon plans to consolidate some of its military facilities in Europe over the next several years, part of an effort expected to save about a half a billion dollars. As NPR's Tom Bowman explains, the biggest cuts will be in England.
The U.S. plans to end operations and cut some 3,000 military personnel from the Mildenhall Air Base in England, where American military pilots have maintained a presence since the 1950s. Still another base in England, Lakenheath, will see an increase of some 1,000 U.S. military personnel and be the first European base to get the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter. Assistant Defense Secretary Derek Chollet said the U.S. will continue to keep about 67,000 U.S. military personnel in Europe, partly due to security agreements.
But also it's important to note that Europe is a critical platform for U.S. military operations, particularly in the Middle East and North Africa.
Operations like the 2011 air war in Libya. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
In New York City, there are plans to ban the use of plastic foam containers starting later this year. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio's administration says while there will be a grace period effective July the 1st, the city will start banning use of the containers by restaurants and other food establishments. Some restaurants may be able to qualify for an exemption initially. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.